We would like to go to another message which the Lord gave you, Brother Joseph, Angela, saying, it's a beautiful message about how to be disciples. I think you will feel that this message is very deep, and this message will make you to be more dedicated to Jesus as a true disciple. Thank you, Jesus. Joseph is saying, our deal in this life, it's like this. Either we are disciples for Jesus, or the devil will make us not be his disciples and we will follow him. It's one or the other. The devil tells you, oh no, you cannot be a disciple because you need to sacrifice your time. You need to sacrifice your selfishness. Maybe you need to have less money so you can have time for God. So the devil doesn't let you do that. Oh, no. You cannot have less money so you can have more time for God. No. You need the better type of shoes, the better jacket. So you need 2 jobs, 3 jobs, more money. The devil doesn't let you look for an easy job so you can have more time for Jesus and less hours to work and more hours for God. And like this, he deceives you. No, you cannot just eat potatoes. You need to eat that special meal, which is very expensive, so you need more money to be able to buy that. You need more money to spend... You need to have more jobs to be able to spend money on such a special meal. My family, after the war, was not very rich. My father was a hard worker. We were poor after the war. And God bless my mom. She was always making a good meal with very little. A pot of beans, a pot of pasta. We were all working. And we are happy even with little, but there was always food on the table, even if it wasn't very fancy food. Joseph and Mary, they were not rich, okay? Joseph and Mary were simple people. The Gospel of Prosperity say they say, oh, Jesus was a rich man in those days. He was a carpenter, so the carpenters were rich. Not really. He was a simple person. Just Jesus' family on earth was a simple family. I pray that this message will inspire each one of us to take a decision today to be disciples for Jesus. Because if we don't put all our hearts to be disciples, the devil will win over us. And the devil will use our half of hearts to give us problems, divorces and whatnot. Amen? The true disciple... How to be true disciples of Christ. Luke 14:33. What does it say? Luke 14:33. Likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. What was Jesus doing when he was teaching the scripture? Jesus was saying the following thing when he was giving the scriptures. He who doesn't forsake all cannot be my disciple. In Luke 14, Jesus was talking about you cannot build a tower if you don't have the material for it. If you have a small army, you cannot fight against a big army. And then Jesus gives the key how to win the battle and how to build a tower. Forsaking all. That's the key to overcome. Spiritually speaking, to overcome this spiritual war, we have to forsake all. It's not talking about normal wars in the world. It's talking about spiritual wars against the devil. You cannot win over the devil if you keep all your idols. Selfishness, and so on. Jesus says it's a spiritual battle, so to be able to win it, you have to forsake all that you have. The world tells you need to accumulate more fields, more jobs, more money. No. Jesus says forsake all. One time, somebody told us, I cannot go evangelizing because I have problems with the bank. I have a lot of possessions and I don't have time to go evangelizing. I need to take care of all the businesses. I mean, forsake all, give your money to the poor and you'll have time to go evangelizing. People say, oh, I'm poor. I need to go look for a job. I need to go look for a job so I don't have time to evangelize. As you go look for a job, evangelize. You do have time to evangelize. Go everywhere evangelizing. Give CDs, DVDs, collect donations for the gospel and the Lord will take care of your needs. I know He did it with me. So it's just a matter of selfishness and laziness, okay? Chronicus laziness, the Latin says. Laziness, acutis, chronicus, profundas. It's in Latin. Let's get out of our seats and benches and go evangelizing. And we will see that you'll find job. You wait for Renzi to give you jobs. Let him work for the world. You go work for Jesus and the Lord will take care of your needs also. And if you put aside your tithe, you're going to have financial blessings on top of it. The Lord will provide for you. So the true disciple is to be able to forsake all. Jesus was not teaching a religion here to the people. He was not teaching us to be religious. He was giving us a pattern. He was giving us a key how we can serve Him with success so we can avoid bankruptcy in the spirit. Jesus gives us a key how to win the fight against the devil. Nobody can be a soldier in an army if, first of all, he's not willing to put in the first place his army service. And in case of war, be willing to forsake his world and put in second place his loves, his joys, and his loyalty. And whatever is dear to him in the world, he has to put it in second place. First place needs to come his army and his war that he has to go fight. Only after that you will be able to fight with all your heart and win, as it is written. 2 Timothy 2:2-5. And the things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run well, but only one receiveth the prize? So run, that you may obtain. Verse 25. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fought I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. After we preach to others, let's be careful to put in practice our own sermons. They all run the race, but only one gets the reward. What does it mean? Only one Christian will win? No. It means that there is one who already won. What is it? His name? Jesus. And if we are his body, we will also be winners. In case you're wondering, what does it mean here? The scriptures. They asked the French when they lost the wall at the Trafalgar Square against Nelson. They asked the French people. And like that, the French lost against the Great Britain as well. And they lost every hope to be a world empire. So they asked the French, why did you lose? And the answer was the following. It was not because the English were superior, but because they just did not want ever to surrender. That's why we lost, because the English never wanted to surrender. The Christian martyrs, they didn't win the Roman Empire and the control of the devil over the world because they were more military people and more powerful people than those of Rome. But because at every decision, they always chose the will of God and not their own will. That's why they won. The traditional churches, the Sunday morning churches, they already lost the battle against the world because at every choice, at every difficult choice, at every difficult sacrifice, at every tough decision, they choose the world. They choose their own commodities and comfortableness. And they always avoid whatever it implies sacrifice for the Lord. But we will reap what we sow. The victory of the true disciple of Christ is not in searching for the victory for Christ, but it is in being willing to live with all your heart, and when it's necessary, you suffer and die for Christ, okay? It's not that you always win, but you're willing to live and die for Christ. You win even through death, like Jesus on the Calvary. In the moment of the important decisions, the religious goes to his religion, the scientist goes to his science, the rich goes to his riches, the complainer goes to his complaints, and he complains that he was always abused, and he was nobody understands him, and he complains that his church is never good, and he complains God doesn't help him. But a true disciple, when the important decision comes, he goes to Gethsemane. He looks for a lonely place, and he looks for his God. He looks for God in the secret place, in the secret place that's at the disposition of everybody, the secret place of his heart. That's where he goes. And he always finds somebody there. Jesus will be there. But only when he searches for him with all his heart. Jeremiah 29:12-14. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and will gather you, and so on. The key for us is to go to Jesus. With all your heart. That's the key. Go to him with all your heart. Serve him with all your heart. I received a little message from Jesus about this message, and I want to share it with you. John 6, from 60 to 60C. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Verse 62. 65. Jesus said, "Therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me." 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus says, "With my disciples is not always glory for us. There is difficult battles for my disciples. They have to fight when everybody else gives up, when everybody else forsakes me, when everybody else prefers the world and the easy way. It is true, the battle is tough, and my words can be tough, but if you receive it with all your heart, you will produce fruit you will have salvation and you will have healing and you will have deliverance. John 15:1-8. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the words which I told you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. John 15:1-8. Thank you, Lord. My Father is the husbandman, I am the vine, and my disciples are the branches. Many people want the fruits, but they don't want to be the branches. My disciples need to abide in me, just like the branch abides in the vine, as it is written, John 12:24-26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Many want to be my disciples, but my true disciples are only those who abide in me, only those who allow me to set them aside, to kill them, quotes, as I was killed on the cross. The Father allowed me to be killed on the cross, and fruit came out of that death. Fruit came out of that death. And like that, eternal life came into the world. My true disciple doesn't love his life in this world, but he loves me, and he wants to live for my glory. He wants to lose his life for my glory and for my kingdom. And he wants to live with me in my house as my eternal bride. My true disciple is not he who, during this tribulation that's coming, is going to look for his comfortableness. He's going to look for what's best for him. He's going to look to be in a sure place. No. The true disciple will love me enough to follow me and will be where I am and will be in the center of my will. And that will is not always a safe place. He will search for where I am and he will be there with me. My will is not a place where there will be medals. I will give my true medals. My true medals are the gifts of the Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit, and that medal comes on the battlefield, there where you risk your life, there where you attack the enemy, there is where you fight, where you suffer, and where you die for me. But many between my people don't search for me and for my will. They don't search the fight of the gospel, to fight the fight for the gospel. They search their interest. They search their profit. As it is written, they are Laodicea, and they will be virgins without oil, and they will not be my bride. I speak to you, you my people, who are just sleeping, who are dead in the spirit. As I told to Sardis in the book of Revelation, many of you have the name to be alive, but you are dead in the spirit, and many of you are going to die more and more in the spirit. I'm coming. The Antichrist is coming, and the mark of the beast is coming. And many of you who are in traditional churches right now, you will receive the mark of the beast. And that is because you are blind, and that because you are following the blind leaders, and you will fall in the same ditch with them. As I said to other people who were in this ditch before you. Matthew 15, 7 through 14. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draweth nigh with me, unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he calleth the multitude, and said unto them, verse 12, then came his disciples, and said unto him, know you that the Pharisees were offended after they heard your saying? Verse 13, and he said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they'll be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. But to you, so-called my Philadelphia church, I tell you this, be not afraid, I love you, as it is written. Revelation 3, 7 through 13. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, he that shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have little strength, but you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptations, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11, behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To you, my true disciples, to you, who gave me your whole heart, to you, many of you are still stuck in doctrines of false churches and lukewarm churches and Laodicea churches with false pastors who don't search for me, who don't care about my will. You are trapped in religions and in bad denominations who are out of my will and out of my blessings. To you who are trapped in these religions, to you I tell you this. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes and look around and see. All they gather themselves together and they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then you shall see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephath, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance of mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy wall, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have had mercy on thee. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. Verse 14. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Amen. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron, and also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but you shall call thy wall salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Amen. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. This was Isaiah 60. Praise the Lord. Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither there shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut out at all by day, for there shall be no more night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but only they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
Amen. All this is prepared and reserved for you, my dear maid and eternal bride. For a little while you must still fight. You must fight still, but I, Jesus, am with you, and you have nothing to be afraid of. End of message from Jesus.